Chapter 22. Kazam. Oh my, oh my, oh my! The floor is coming at me fast, and I'm holding tight to the wand. We land with a thud and a burst of sparkle. Yay! Yes, we definitely need an exterminator. Betty growls, reaching down for the wand, a terrifying expression on her face. No, no, no! She is not getting back this wand! I transfer it to my mouth and run, run, run toward Lizard Farah, who's currently helping Mouse Jonah out of the fireplace. He's covered in ashes, but otherwise fine. I'll catch it, Goatee Guy says, chasing after me. There's a straight line from me to Farah. All I have to do is run. Or maybe scurry is the right word. Just step on the thing, Betty says, which chills my spine and sends me running even faster. But then, whoosh! My tail! Goatee Guy has my tail! He's picking me up by my tail! My feet are lifting in the air, and I realize I only have one shot. I harness all my energy and give the edge of the wand the strongest shove I can muster, sending it skidding across the room.
Is that mouse wearing a dress?
Goatee Guy asks. Betty is too busy running toward the wand to answer. I strain my neck to see the wand barrel toward Farah and the fireplace, and it makes it! She jumps on it! There's a huge burst of yellow sparkle, and Farah stretches into her normal self. Goatee Guy gasps and drops me, and once again I plummet to the ground. Ouch! I'm getting tired of all this plummeting.
Farah? Is that you?
Prince Jordan asks.
Hey, Jordy, Farah says. Good to see you again. You're looking well.
She holds the wand up in the air and spins around and around and around. A splatter of yellow sparkle flies around the room. Everything changes at once. I feel like I'm on that tilt-a-whirl again, and I'm stretching, stretching, stretching until I look down at my legs and realize I'm no longer Mouse Abby. I'm Person Abby once again. Yay! Jonah and Cinderella have morphed back as well. Yay, and yay again! And then there's the sound of cracking glass. Ow! Beatrice screams. Her feet have doubled in size, and the glass slippers have cracked right open because of the pressure.
This is not the girl I danced with, says the prince. I fear you're trying to trick me.
Our shoe doesn't even fit, and neither does the other one.
Come on, Gary, we're leaving.
No, wait! Betty exclaims, a wild look in her eye. I have another daughter you can marry. She's running around here somewhere.
Mother, I'm right here,
Kayla says, stretching back into her human form.
Can someone please tell me what's going on?
Prince Jordan demands. I'd be happy to, I say. You're right. Beatrice is not the girl you danced with. Her mother stole Farah's wand, turned us all into animals, and zapped her daughter's feet so they'd fit in the glass slippers.
So then, who do the shoes belong to?
His gaze falls on Kayla.
Is it you? I know you. We talked at the ball, right? You made me laugh.
She hesitates, but then shakes her head. Yes, I did, she says, but no. She kicks up her heel. These tootsies are size 9. No way they're squeezing into those teeny-sized shoes. Prince Jordan's face falls.
But then who?
They're Cinderella's! Jonah yells, pointing at her. He turns to her.
You?
Cinderella nods nervously.
Let me just repair the shoes with a zap, and you'll see for yourself, Farah says.
She waves her wand toward the slippers, enveloping them in a burst of yellow.
There you go. Try them on, dear. You've earned it.
But,
Beatrice stutters. No buts, I say. Now please get out of Cinderella's happy ending. Beatrice lets out a loud humph, and then tries to follow her mother, who is slowly backing toward the door.
Why don't you two hang around for a while? Farah says, and sends a sparkle zap their way.
They instantly shrink into two little birds. Two caged little birds. Two caged little birds in drab gray dresses. The prince turns to Cinderella.
Hi again, he says.
Hi yourself, she says softly.
Ready for the shoe test?
Cinderella sighs and takes a seat on the couch. She kicks off her loafers.
Let's do this.
He picks up the first shoe, and it slips perfectly onto her foot. He picks up the second, and it does the same.
Hooray!
We all cheer. Jonah and I high-five. Farah grins. Even Kayla says,
Congratulations. I'm happy for the two of you.
But she has a sad look on her face. The prince takes Cinderella's hand and pulls her to her feet. He crouches on one knee.
Cinderella, will you do me the honor of being my wife?
Finally, it all worked out. The story can go on as planned. We saved the day.
Cinderella looks at Prince Jordan, and then at Kayla, and then back at the prince, and then back at Kayla, and then down at her glass slippers.
Prince Jordan, I'm so sorry, but... She takes a deep breath. No.